Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to a beautiful Monday night wherever you are listening from. Have you noticed the summer is gone now, and it's almost dark, and usually the sun is still shining brightly at this time of day. At least all summer it has been that way. I hope it's beautiful where you are. It's certainly cooling off here. We even had some rain a few days ago, which was so wonderful. Hoping we get more soon. Plants sure appreciate it. In California, it's kind of a rare thing. When it rains, I grew up in Florida. In Florida, in Tampa, it would rain every day around 4:30 every single day, and it would be just great. Big, giant thunderstorms. Today is October the 6th, and today is a Three of Diamonds day. It's Libra, sign of Libra, with a Seven of Hearts. So because it's Libra, which is a sign of relationships, and because it's a Three of Diamonds with a Seven of Hearts, hearts being the suit of relationships, and seven being the spiritual number in the relationship suit, this is a very challenging day of the year for relationships. It's a very, very creative, extremely creative birthday. People born today can really do some wonderful things. And they should. I mean, if they're going to be happy, if a Three of Diamonds is going to be happy, they're going to have to find something creative to do, or there will not be an outlet that's positive for all of this mental energy that wants to create things. And when a Three doesn't have some creative outlet for this energy, this will turn into indecision, into worry, the mind basically gone negative. And it's interesting that this is Three of Diamonds day because it's a very difficult card. It's already considered one of the two hardest cards in the deck to be because of the predominance of karma. Almost every card in the life spread of a Three of Diamonds is in the Venus line too. So you really get a sense for how much relationship-oriented this card is. And almost all the cards, there's two sevens and two nines in the spread of a Three of Diamonds. And this is the part about the karma. Now, you compare that with the other card that's the most difficult, which is the Queen of Diamonds. And the Queen of Diamonds has almost all of its life spread cards in the Saturn line. And they're all three, fives, and nines, and sevens. Practically every card is a 3, 5, 7, or 9, which are the more difficult cards to be. So I don't know. I think perhaps Queen of Diamonds could be considered the most difficult. But 3 of Diamonds is certainly right in there, and it could be the most difficult in some cases. So when you see a 3 of Diamonds person, there's going to be uncertainty in the life, uncertainty about love, uncertainty about what they want to do, uncertainty about what's important to them. There's going to be indecision. There's going to be a changing from one thing to the next, a restlessness, and no clarity, a lack of clarity and value. Now, successful Three of Diamonds realize that they have to do a lot of things at the same time in order to be fulfilled. They have to do many things at one time. So they'll do many things, but each of those things will contribute to a common goal. And this is a success formula for all people who have threes, and certainly for the Three of Diamonds birth card, this is a success formula, how to have your life be more successful. How to have this variety that you seek without and yet have success at the same time. That's the key. That's what we're looking for. Let's see. Eric Van Halen is the son of Eddie Van Halen. He was born today. Also musician Matthew Sweet. So you know Eric is going to be a musician when he gets older. Probably already is. He's already 19 years old. We also have singer Millie Small and actress Elizabeth Shuey, which I really think she's a really wonderful actress. I've seen her in a lot of movies, and it's interesting. Some of her parts that she plays pretty much exemplify Three of Diamonds. I mean, like difficult life. I remember the one, I think it was called Leaving Las Vegas, that she was in. And she was like an alcoholic or a drug addict or something. It was really kind of a sad part, but she played it quite well. Actress and model Britt Eklund was also born today. These are some birthdays today. Happy birthday to all you guys. But this birthday is also a Seven of Hearts, you see, and Seven of Hearts is a really difficult card for a relationship in the sense that there's going to be power struggles with the mate and a fear of being overpowered or controlled, contributing to that. So these two combined are going to cause a lot of challenges in the love life. And then on top of that, the person's a Libra. And Libras are so relationship-oriented. I have a couple of announcements. We are going to have, well, first of all, we should always remind everybody that lovecardsdating.com is active and going. And if you want to go and join and take advantage of this wonderful technology we put together for you to find compatible mates, it's available. I believe we're still having a one-month free membership. If you sign up, you still get a one-month free, your first month free. So it will be, if you're single and you want to try something really unique and really accurate and powerful, go to lovecardsdating.com. A lot of people ask me about classes, and I do teach every once in a while. I teach a class approximately twice a year, and we have them right here in my house in Concord, California. And we have scheduled another class. It's on my website now on the front page of the announcement of it. It's going to be on November 1st, which is a Saturday, the 1st of November from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. here in Concord, and we're limiting it to 15 people, first come, first serve. So if you're in the area, or if you want to travel to this area to attend this class, we're going to do a really special class where we talk about how the life spread, our life spread of each card, can reveal the most intimate details about someone's personal issues in life. Like what's the thing that really is their gifts, and what things really are the hardest things to work on. And you'll see these play out over and over again in the life of a person. So we'll be looking at the life spread cards and the karma cards and significant cards in the life spread that point to the issues and getting to learn how to see that to help us understand ourselves, understand the deepest parts. This is going well beyond prediction. This is going into like the overall life prediction stuff. So you're invited to attend that. It's going to be a one-day affair. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get to meet other card people. And we always enjoy these. Everybody has a really good time on these classes. So that's it for the announcements for tonight. Now we're going to talk about our topic, and the topic tonight is about happiness. It's unfortunate in a certain way that we are all born into a world that is, as Eckhart Tolle says, it's insane. The world is insane. And it is. I mean, the more you look, if you have any sort of rational thinking and you look at what's going on around, you'll see that there's insanity everywhere. It's prevalent in our society today. And we're born into that. And what is considered normal in the world today is actually insanity in most cases. But it's so normal, as Eckhart Tolle says, that we don't even, nobody knows. Nobody notices. It's like, it's as if you were, had been born into a prison. And there have been people who were born in prison, who grew up in a prison or some kind of situation that's like prison, spent their whole life in this certain situation where there was very limited. There's a story about this man who had spent most of his life in this dungeon, and there was a small hole at the very top of this dark dungeon. No one had ever really been out of it. And this young man kept looking at that and goes, that light coming through that little hole is so beautiful. I have to go find out what's there. And he told his father and he told the other people, I'm going to go and see what's on the other side of that hole. And they said, no, don't do that. That's really dangerous. You cannot do that. The last person that did that died or never came back or something like this. There was all this fear about it. But he said, no, I have to. I have to go. I have to see what's there. So he made this treacherous climb to the top of this great wall and managed to get to this hole, and he managed to crawl through the hole, and he found himself outside, and for the first time he saw sunlight and green grass and streams and mountains and felt the fresh air. And he was just overwhelmed with joy and with appreciation and with love. And he was so excited. And as he saw how wonderful it was, and there was, he thought, I have to tell my friends and I have to tell my family. I have to tell them to come because it's so wonderful. So he climbed back down. Instead of just going off on his own, he climbed back down. And he said, you have to come. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's just magnificent. It's everything that life really isn't where we are. Let's go. Let's go. And then he was surprised. He was shocked and saddened to find that most of the people refused to go. They said, no, we're not. We can't take that kind of risk. We can't do that. We can't do that. We can't go. We're staying here. We understand this. And this is how it is. This is how we are in our life. We're born into insanity, and we think insanity is normal. We think it's normal because it's all around us. It's what everybody's doing. We have no idea, even in the conversations that we have with other people, we have no idea how much our conversation is essentially coming from a place of insanity, just normal conversation. We just don't even know exactly what's, because there's no awareness there. Everything is normal. It's the way it is. But even today, you will see, you see that our world is no longer normal. Things are happening. Things are happening that are constantly threatening. There's a sense of uncertainty that's all around us now in the world, where maybe there was more certainty 20 years ago. So being born into this world where there's a certain prevailing thinking, and one of the prevailing thoughts that is in this country at least, and I assume it's other countries too, is that happiness comes from acquiring something, acquiring things. I will be happy when I do this or when I get this. I'm really going to be happy when I finish this, when I finish school, when I get off work on Friday. I'm really going to be happy when Christmas comes and I get my presents, when my birthday comes. I'm really going to be happy when I find the perfect relationship. It's all about acquiring. So much of our happiness has been, and this is normal, it's normal for everyone to think, I will be happy when I get something outside of myself and add it to myself. That's happiness. Happiness is adding to myself from something outside of myself. It could be another person. It could be a relationship. It could be attainment of some skill even. I'll be happy when I learn how to do this or learn how to do that. It's not always a thing in the sense that a physical object, but it's always a thing in the sense that it is some object, some form, some thought, some structure in the mind. There's a picture, an image of it, and this is what we go after. And this is what we think happiness is. And if you just watch yourself during the day for a couple days, just watch your thinking and watch how it goes, you'll see that you're constantly going from one thing of fulfillment to the next. I'll be happy when I have lunch. I'll be happy when I get done doing this or finish this project. It's always something. There's always an object, and, of course, it's always in the future. And we all want happiness. We all want that feeling of oneness. We really want to feel complete. And really, in our striving for all this stuff, we're striving to be complete. We really want to complete ourselves. We want to find that which will complete us so that we can feel something. Well, what is it that you want to feel? If you were to think about it for a minute, if you were to feel completely complete, that's a funny way to say it, completely complete, like just complete, what would that feel like? What would that be? It's a very interesting question. You think about this, like, what is it that we're really looking for? Eckhart Tolle says we're looking for ourself. We're looking for a sense of self. This is what we're all searching for. Because these things, by and large, most of these things that we're striving to get or achieve, like, you know, a better degree, think about it. Like, ask yourself, what is it that I really want from that thing or that whatever, that idea? What is it that I'm seeking from having that, whether it's a better relationship, whether it's more money, whether it's, you know, better health? You know, be honest with yourself. Just take a look and say, what is it that you're really after? I think if you look, you'll see that there's a sense of incompleteness there that we all share, that we're born into. We're born into a world where there's a sense of incompleteness. We're not enough. We need something external. We need something else. We have to do something. We have to be somebody. We have to learn something, we have to acquire something in order to be complete. This is what we're born into. And yet, what we're really seeking is that sense of completeness. We're just looking for it in things, in ideas. We're looking for it in, we have ideas for it. I mean, all those ideas come from our mind, and our mind is a manipulator of forms. It creates forms, thought forms, which are representatives. They're like symbols of things, real things that you can hold in your hand, which are also forms, a little more grosser in content. But thought forms and the forms that we see and feel around us are not that different. They're all forms. So we're looking for ourselves in all of these forms around us. And we surround ourselves with forms. And if you look around, you know, just go into your office, like if you have an office or a bedroom, and just look around at all the things that you have. These are all these things that you, these forms that you acquired. I mean, I'm looking at my office here. There's a lot of stuff here. There's a lot of things. And I'm thinking, you know, all this stuff was meant to complete me in some way. It all means something to me. On some level, it's a symbol of myself. It was wanting to create a better self so that I could feel. What did I really want? I just wanted to feel good about myself. Ultimately, that's all this is about. All this acquiring and everything is about just feeling okay. The funny thing is, we can never feel okay, rarely feel okay, or feel okay for very long, when our sense of fulfillment is connected to some form. Because forms have a nasty habit of constantly changing. Forms change. Forms, every form in the universe has a life cycle. Some are very, very short, like a sound, just boom, and it's gone. Other forms, like rocks, can last for a long time, but even those will eventually dissolve. All these forms. So it's like if you have your sense of self attached to a rock, you're probably going to have a pretty, you know, pretty stable sense of yourself. It's going to last a long time. However, most people don't give much credence to being a rock. Are the things we're attached to, or more things like people approving of us, you know, other people's approval, having money, having the right kind of things, hanging out with the right people, being known, being respected. These are things that we place a lot of ourself in, being right, being on the right side, you know, being feeling included by the group, even though the group is usually insane because it's part of this insane world we live in. All these things we're so attached to, and they're constantly changing, and so we are constantly unhappy, not happy. Happiness can be experienced right here, right now. Right this moment, any of us could be happy. And the word happy is not something that you do. You can't do happiness. Happiness is something that arises from an awareness of what is. It comes out of that. Love, joy, peace, all of these feelings arise spontaneously when we're in a state of openness and receptive to what is. This world is such a rich, rich world. The world we live in. I mean, you're surrounded by this luscious air, first of all. And you look around, you see trees, and there's a breeze, and there's moisture in the air, and there's stars out at night, and there's grass, and there's just, it's just so rich. It's like a soup, a cosmic soup of forms. It's just incredibly rich and incredibly interesting, you might say. And yet, we are so stuck in the forms in our head that we rarely even take in all what we have. You know, I've written a book about money called The Big Money Book. And it works. The technology works. Absolutely. And it really boils down to appreciating what we have. Like taking stock of it. Really taking the time to be with the things that we already have. This is what's missing in people that have money problems and who are poverty oriented. You know, it's really funny, but, you know, people who have money problems constantly don't even appreciate what they have. I think I might have mentioned this earlier, but we were out looking at homes about a month ago, and we were looking at some homes that had sort of been abandoned by people, and they left all the trash there, and it was, you know, obviously it was just kind of trashed. But I found so much money laying on the floor of these houses amongst all the other stuff. So many pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. It was like these people had money all over their floor. They weren't even picking it up. And yet they had to move out and leave all their garbage there when they couldn't make the mortgage payment. So if you are unable to see what you have and who you are, and look around and take some pleasure and take some joy in what is already right there, right now in your life. If you're unable to take that in, you are the definition of unhappiness. This is not a judgment, it's just a fact. If you can't sit there and take in the things that are already in your life, why do you think adding something to your life will make it any different? You won't be able to take that in either. It's really, when it comes right down to it, the ability to be happy is not about really acquiring. It's about the ability to receive and appreciate. When I say receive, I mean to allow it to be sensed by you, the things and the events and everything in your life, to be open to experiencing that with your five senses, or your six senses for that matter. There's other senses beyond the five senses. There's love and other feelings that are experienced on different levels. There's probably about, who knows, there may be 20 senses for all I know. But the point here is, we all have an opportunity right now to let in what's already in our life and to let it come in and be receive it. To receive it means to experience it. Now, I don't mean think about it. I don't mean, like, talk about it, classify it, label it, box it up in little boxes in your head. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sensing it, touching it, smelling it, seeing the beauty of it, hearing it, maybe, any of your senses, and just appreciating the energy that's coming at you from all these things that are already there in your life. This is happiness. This is why they say to an enlightened man, a lump of coal is the same as a diamond. A rock has the same value as a diamond. Because an enlightened person can receive, can let anything come in and feel to the extent. The most enlightened people are those who can be so still inside that just looking at a rock could be an ecstatic experience. Whereas the average person in today's society, you could show them the most beautiful painting or most beautiful flower or physical object in the entire universe, and they would just go, oh, that's interesting, and they would just write it off. There would be no experience. So our ability to allow life to come in, allow our life to be experienced as it is right now and in every moment, that's the true measure of our happiness. And that's basically all there is to it. And interesting, you know, and when it comes to prosperity, you know, I teach that like attracts like. The same thing with happiness. If I'm being happy, if I'm seeing the joy, the beauty, and the love around me, I attract more of that. Life begins to return that to me in kind. My life becomes a magical dance, a magical play of energy. Becomes this. Is a matter of course. It just naturally turns out that way. As Eckhart Tolle says, life becomes benevolent. Being in the now is always benevolent. In other words, good things happen when we're just paying attention to what is. Just being aware. Not in our head, not judging, planning for the future, or crying about the past, or whining about something, or complaining, but being in the now, being with who we are, and with the life that we have. It's a beautiful place to be. I invite you to come join me in being part of your own life, just being present. Okay, we are going to take a break. We always take a break right at 7:30, and we're going to play a song from my CD. Let me find the list and pick a song that I'd like to hear. I think we'll play this song called Closer to You from my CD. And lines are open. We do have one line. I think line two is taken. But the other lines are open, and you are welcome to call and be one of the first to ask a question or to share on the show tonight. So we'll be back right after we listen to Closer to You. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Closer to You from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. It's a devotional song that I wrote about my feelings about getting closer to the One. Okay, we have, waiting patiently on line two, we have Al, whose birthday is April 14th, 1936. Are you there, Al?
I'm here.
How are you, Al?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, nice.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good. I thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to share some things with you and then ask you a question at the end.
Sure.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Al.
Okay, it's about 5 years ago. I met your sister and my friend Linda. And during this time, I worked with her. And occasionally, she would talk about card readings. Now, I took a rather dim view until about 6 months ago. She did a reading for me, and I was astounded by the accurate descriptions of my traits and personality. And it was then that I began to grasp the validity of your readings, and I'm greatly enlightened by it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I've been in the growth. Beg your pardon?
I said, I'm glad to hear that.
I really am, yes. Now, I've been in the grocery business all my life, but I have an innate musical ability with a piano. And over the years, I've tinkered with it now and then, playing by ear and making up my own arrangements, you know.
Uh-huh.
But about a year ago, I bought a piano with the intent to provide some therapy for myself and with the idea of launching a career playing in piano lounges and restaurants and like that.
Yeah.
So I'm now at the point of doing so because I've played out and about and I've had viable success, but mostly with the older folks because that's what my repertoire is geared to, the older songs, you know.
Sure,
my music,
sure.
Real music.
However,
where I live here in Georgia, there's no substantial venue for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So to accomplish my goal, I'll have to relocate to an area of substantial retirement population, such as maybe Florida.
Uh-huh.
And my immediate plan is to take a week off from work, go to retirement areas in Florida, and explore the possibilities there. Now, here's the thing. I'm in the middle of my Jupiter period, which ends in the 8th of November, Mr. Campbell.
That's correct.
And it's got all kinds of good readings in it, excuse me, such as a new home or a new job is indicated, moves.
Well, you have a 5 there, Al, and that's a really favorable influence for any kind of travel or change.
Mm-hmm.
So this trip, if you take this trip during this period, it's going to be very successful. It's going to be it's going to be good, basically. You know, to say the bottom line is it's going to be good. So, you know, this is how the cards work. When you see something like this and when you know the cards a little bit, you act on that and it'll all work out really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it
kind of answers my question because, you know, I read this and I got all excited about it and I went and talked to your sister and she told me to go ahead with it. And I just want to know that I really ought to grab onto this influence with both hands.
I mean, even if you take this trip, that's not like a commitment. You're not making a commitment to leave just yet. You're just going down there to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I think that this trip is going to be very, very auspicious for you. I think if you go, you're going to make some great connections, and it's just going to be basically a blessed experience for you.
Well, that's so great to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly thank you, sir.
I'm glad to give you the good news.
Confirmation.
And I'm so happy my sister gave you a reading because, you know, she must have cared enough about you that she did that.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful person.
Now I punish her by keep bugging her about these things.
That's okay. I don't think she minds.
No, she's a love.
She's quite the giver. She's like the most giving person I ever met.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Al. It's great to talk to you.
Well, I thank you for taking my call. It's great to talk with you, sir.
And, you know, why don't you call in again after your trip and let us know how it went?
Hey, I can do that.
That'll be fantastic. We'd love to hear what happened, you know.
I'll do that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Okay, well, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
I'll tell Linda I talked to you. I'll tell her I talked to you. I next time I talk to her.
Oh, you will? Okay. All right. I think she's probably listening in.
She might be.
Yeah, if she didn't go to sleep.
Exactly. I know it's a little later out there.
Yeah. Well, take care now, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Al. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yes, when you have a 5 in Jupiter like he has, and you've been thinking about, you know, having a change in your life, that's like the big green light. That's like the big green light from the sky above, shining down saying, go for it, and go for it now. So it's nice to be able to make confirmation like that. Okay, waiting patiently from somewhere in California, we have Natalie, whose birthday is March 13th. 1990. Are you there?
Hi, it's actually February 13th.
Oh, okay. Great. Even better.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing? Is it Natalie?
Yes, sir.
And are you familiar with the cards at all?
I'm somewhat familiar with them.
Okay.
I spoke to, like, other people that kind of have, like, those kind of, like, gifts and stuff, so I wanted to try the cards out.
All right. So what did you call to ask me a question today?
Yeah, I'm seeing kind of, like, bored with my life right now. Like, I can't seem to shake this lonely feeling, and how I'm kind of confused, like, with what to do with, like, my past and the future. Like, career-wise, and kind of just looking for, like, some kind of commitment from someone else as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know what kind of things I should be doing right now, because I'm going to school and everything, and I'm meeting new people. I just relocated, but I still have, like, really, like, strong, lonely feeling.
And did you say there's a man in your life that you're looking for a commitment from?
There's no man in my life, like, right now. They come and go, but I'm the one that seems to have the commitment issues.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Looking at your birthday, I mean.
I guess I'm just, like, afraid, and I'm always the one that pushes them away.
Well, okay, so in this system, you are a Queen of Diamonds, and you also are a Five of Diamonds. So you're not just one card. You're a mixture of those two together.
And what is
you got that so
you?
Far?
Mm-hmm.
And both of those cards have difficulty with relationships for different reasons. So you get a little bit of a combination of both of those energies in your life happening at the same time. Okay?
Great.
So the Queen of Diamonds, I'll tell you a little bit more. The Queen of Diamonds, that's my card, for example. Our big challenge is that we get bored with people.
Yeah, I'm always looking for, like, a new change with, like, scenery with people, and I've never really been able to commit.
Yeah, well, the commitment part is because of your five form. Because five is all about freedom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fives kind of worship their freedom. They think it's, like, more important than, you know, breathing.
Yeah, I do like my freedom. I feel very, like, independent and stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, all of that combined leaves you alone.
Well,
and you're alone.
I need to change it because I'm tired of being alone.
Well, I mean, I hear you saying that, and we'll have to wait and see. Because aren't you only 18 years old?
Yeah. But since I relocated, like, I moved, like, a whole new area and stuff, and so it's hard starting that life over and just trying to find, like, people to be with.
Well, I mean, Queen of Diamonds never have trouble finding somebody when they want somebody, okay? Because Queen of Diamonds has a lot of charm. You follow me?
Yes.
You have a lot of charm, and you know how to attract people when you want to. Isn't that true? Isn't that true for you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So if you're by yourself right now, guess what? You must have decided that.
Why do I keep deciding this?
Well, you don't always. You're not always alone. You just chose to be alone now. That's all.
Okay.
What it sounds like to me. So one thing I should tell you is that from September 9th, this is every year, okay, from September 9th to Halloween, October 31st, that's your hardest period of the year.
Really?
Every year. You understand?
Yeah, but could be a reason to that, just the universe is lined up.
Yeah, well, we call that your Saturn period. This system, the year has seven periods. like there's Mercury on your birthday, Venus, 52 days later you're going to Venus, and then Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. And each period has its own little specific flavor to it, okay? And the Saturn period is generally the hardest period of the year for everybody.
Okay.
You know, and you have to work harder. You might get sick at that time sometimes, or you might feel more lonely at that period than you normally would. All these things are possible during the Saturn period because of the nature of Saturn itself. It's the hardest planet in the zodiac. You know, it's the one that's the most difficult to contend with for most people. So, you know, some of what you're feeling is going to just pass once you get out of Saturn. All right?
Okay, that sounds good.
And that's halfway Halloween. There. Okay.
Halfway there, that sounds good.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you what's missing in your life right now, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
I hope so.
Okay. What's missing in your life is purpose.
Purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also really frustrated with that as well, with, like, school and trying to figure out what I want to do with my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can approach it from lots of different angles, but ultimately your life needs to have some purpose. It's not, and a purpose is not a specific job, by the way. It's an ideal of some kind, you know? It's something that you believe in that's important to you. It doesn't always specifically define a specific job or occupation. It's more like an overall, why am I here and what am I here to do in my life? What do I want to contribute to the rest of the world while I'm here? That's the real question. Does that make any sense?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I can tell you a little bit, just, see, knowing the cards can be very helpful because the cards can help you to identify what your purpose is, believe it or not.
Can it?
It can help you to get clear about that. Because every card has a unique set of energies, you might call it. Okay?
Are you seeing a specific card at the moment?
Well, no, what I'm saying is, because you're a Queen of Diamonds, you're really here to nurture other people and show them the meaning behind higher values. Now, I don't know if that makes any sense to you, if you understand that concept.
I do.
Do you know what higher values means?
Mm-hmm.
It means, like, for example, you know who's a famous Queen of Diamonds is Suzy Orman. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
Well, she's the one who's on TV and Oprah a lot, and she helps people to really figure out how to deal with their money in a real positive way, their finances.
Okay, yeah, I know who she is.
You know who I'm talking about? She's a Queen of Diamonds. Now, she's a perfect example of a Queen of Diamonds because we're all about money. I'm a Queen of Diamonds, too, okay? You and I, we're all about money. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you get that?
I definitely do.
Okay, well, you got to get with the program. Start, like, standing up. You know, you know everything there is to know about money, and you're going to teach people how to place value on the more important things in life.
All right.
And being a five, I think that you would choose something that involved a lot of travel.
Exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
I know I want to travel, but I don't know what I want to do and how I'm going to do it.
Well, you might be selling something while you travel, you know, or promoting something while you travel. Because you're good at that. You're good at promoting. You just got to find out what it is you want to promote. See?
Thought about, like, houses in some kind of way, like property.
Well, property, but does that have any intrinsic meaning to you?
I've always loved, like, looking at old homes and stuff. I don't know if that relates at all.
Well, you know, that's more like something you'd like to do, which is fine. You enjoy it. And maybe it could be like that. It could. I've made money in real estate, lots of money in real estate. So.
actually see me selling stuff and traveling along the way.
Promoting things that you believe in. Okay?
Okay.
Promoting things that you believe in. But give yourself a little time. Don't be too impatient with yourself. It's all going to come to you if you keep asking for it. If you ask God to tell you what it is, he'll tell you eventually. He will.
I believe it.
Yeah. I know you do.
I'm the most patient person.
What's that?
I'm just not the most patient person.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club.
Well, thank you very much. It was very helpful.
All right, Natalie. I'm glad you called. And good luck with your future.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. 19 years old, Queen of Diamonds, Five of Diamonds. Well, you know, I'd be confused. I think I was really confused at age 19, actually. I went through a real metamorphosis. And Natalie, if you're still listening, you know, this year, you will get involved in something this year. You will. I didn't get to say this to you. And it's all going to come to a head in 3 years from now. You're doing what we call, you're moving up to the pinnacle year. This is something you can read about in my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, if you ever want to study that. When you turn 21, that year is going to be your pinnacle year. And you're going to reach a high point in something that you do. It's going to be success for you and a big turning point. But you have a lot of time to find out about that. There's no hurry here. Okay, we have time for one more call before the break, and we have Henry, who's in Boone, North Carolina, or Henry, I'm not sure which, October 24th, 1982. Are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, are you Henry? Is that your name?
Yes, Henry.
Oh, okay, good, because he wrote Henry, and I couldn't tell.
Oh, okay. No,
so,
Henry.
How are you doing, Henry?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. I've been to Boone several times. I used to live in Asheville.
Yeah, I'd heard that at one point, that you lived in Asheville. But
Boone's
you're not
a
there
nice
anymore.
Place. Boone's a nice place, too.
Yeah, I grew up here. The place.
So what's on your mind tonight, Henry?
Yeah, a couple of different things. I have both of your books, and I just recently got the little book of Seven Thunders, and you know I've been looking at that a little bit. And I have two questions. One, I was looking at the spreads for the 90, the Grand Solar spreads. And this year, age 25, that I'm in has an ace of spades in the transformed self. And there's, you know, that's not, doesn't appear in the other books. And so I was wondering about a little more information about what that might mean, because I'm also coming to the end of my 13-year cycle.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're getting ready to enter into your Mars cycle.
Yeah.
Of your life. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I'm, you know, I'm in school right now, and I'm set to finish in December, and so it just feels sort of wide open after that.
So, I mean, really, you're in your Neptune period now, so really not much is going to happen until your birthday, and then you're in a whole new year. And it's a significant year because you're starting a new 13-year period. So what's going on in your life right now? What kinds of things are you dealing with or looking at in your life right now?
Well, not a whole lot of really, you know, like pressing things at this moment. I'm wondering what that, what that change might be like. I mean, it's what, two and a half weeks from now or something like that. And
you mean a transformed self card? mean that?
Yeah, the transformed self.
Well, you know, I personally don't, generally, I don't interpret that card. I don't read it for the most part myself. I'm not even sure exactly what it means, to be honest. You know, it could be a symbol for you. It could be a sign that you need to have a change in your life. But it's, you know, I mean, I've been studying it in terms of the lifetime transformed self. I've been looking at that some in my own life. For example, yours is the four spades. No, I'm sorry, four spades, that's right. And I look at that a lot because I seem to attract a lot of people of that card. And I can see there's some important significance for me with that card.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I certainly don't do the yearly one. I just don't.
Okay. I mean, I guess when I saw that just coincided with this. I mean, because being the Jack of Hearts, I have two nines for those first 13-year periods.
Yeah.
And so it's like I'm coming up on the first time when I won't.
Well, yeah,
have
you're
a
coming
nine.
Into it. Well, now this is significant, and I do read this part. You know, that the part that says that you're going into your Mars period and you have a two of hearts and eight of hearts. I mean, you should fasten your seatbelt for this one.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, are you single?
I guess I'm good. I am single now, and I've had,
well,
it seems like, I guess over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, I've had a few relationships, and they all seem to end, I mean, I've learned a whole lot from them, but they all seem to end in a, I mean, sort of a seemingly negative way until I can look back on it and say, oh, well, I learned this for sure. So that's what it's been about so far.
Well, I mean, every birthday has a little set of challenges, and, you know, I happen to know people of your birthday. I have a good friend who lives in Asheville, who's your birthday, a female. And, you know, relationship, because you're a Jack of Hearts and you're also a Two of Hearts yourself, you understand?
Yeah.
You are a Two of Hearts and a Two of Diamonds. Your whole life is nothing but relationships.
Yeah, it's all because the Jack is kind of like another two, right?
Well, no, but the Jack is not like a two, but the Jack is a heart. It's a heart. You know,
yeah.
It's a Jack of Hearts, so it's a card of sacrifice for love, which I'm sure you're aware of, you know. You've had some experience with all that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the fact you're like a triple heart, essentially, you know. It's like you're all heart. So naturally your life is going to be all about relationship. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, this particular period coming up is going to be all a lot more intense about that, and focused on love and sex to a greater degree than it has been, if you can imagine that. You know, you're a Scorpio too, and I know sometimes Scorpios carry around this sort of like stigma that they have to be really sexual, or they're not really a Scorpio.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like people expect them to be really sexual and so forth because they're Scorpios. And they have to kind of work against that sometimes. But I would say that you're going to have even more relationships than you've had, and you have a chance to be more successful at them because you have an Eight of Hearts there, which gives you the power to be more successful and to learn how to give. You know, the problem with Jack of Hearts is that they give the wrong they give too much at the wrong time, and they give, like, you can't save your romantic partner or be saved by somebody.
I've had a couple of those.
This is hard for Jack of Hearts to get, you know. They always want to save somebody. My sister, she had so many, I think she's had four marriages now. She's a Jack of Hearts, you know. And I told her once, I said, Linda, you should never pick your relationships. You should let somebody else pick them for you. Because she would really pick, like, the worst guys, you know? Like, where did you find this loser at, you know? Oh, well, I met him in a bar, and he just looked so sad. And I know you think this is funny, because you've probably done something similar.
That's why I'm laughing, because it makes sense to me.
Yeah. So, like, one of the rules of relationship that I've learned is that you can't save somebody.
Yeah.
And I mean, if every Jack of Hearts could just really see that clearly to such an extent that they stop trying to save somebody in their love life. You can save people on the job. You know, if you might be a firefighter. Your job is to save lives. That works there, okay? It works in that situation. It doesn't work in the context of a personal relationship.
Right.
It messes up everything, actually. It's the wrong thing. It's the right thing in the wrong place, basically. So, you know, but you're going to have lots of love opportunities. There's no doubt about it. I think also you're going to come into your work. You're going to come into a much more clear sense of what your purpose is. I was talking about purpose with the previous caller.
Yeah, I was listening to that.
You know, and that's real important. And, you know, some of us have to wait a long time before we really find that, you know. Well, I think you're going to find yours in your Mars period. I didn't get to mine to my Jupiter period.
Mm-hmm.
I was praying and praying for help, but it never showed up for me until my Jupiter period. I think you're going to have yours in your Mars period. It's going to open up for you. And like you're going to see the light and know what it is you're meant to do. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I do feel excited. I have felt a sort of a general feeling of excitement just getting ready.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, I mean, I guess in part because of what I've read, but, you know, in part because it's just a feeling that I have.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that you're kind of like, you're getting a sort of confirmation on many different levels. So that's good. Yeah, so this is definitely going to happen. And, I mean, it's 13 years. It's a long time. It may not happen, like, right after your birthday or something.
Well, yeah. right.
It might take a little while, but it's on its way. That's the good news. It's coming
okay.
Your way, and you're meant to have it. So prepare yourself for that. That would be
great. Well, thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome. And, you know, get on down to Asheville sometime. There's lots of nice people there.
Yeah, I will. I've been a few times. Come back to Boone sometime.
I would. I mean, Boone is beautiful. It just takes a while to drive.
It's a great place.
Yeah. It's a lovely, lovely place, actually. It's a little secluded, you know.
It is.
Compared to Asheville or something like that.
Yeah. Or like a small Asheville.
Yeah, it's like a mini version of Asheville, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. Is that really good vegetarian restaurant still there? What was it called?
Angelica's, no, but there's a couple other good options that have sprung up in its place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I drove there once a few years ago and had a great meal at this restaurant that served all vegetarian food. It was really good.
Yeah, that was Angelica's.
I'm not even vegetarian, but I liked it.
Right.
All right, Henry. Thanks for calling tonight. And, you know, after your birthday, which is coming up soon, if something develops, why don't you call back and let us know what's going on?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, man. Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank
Have a
you.
Great evening.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was a very pleasant conversation. We have lines open now. If you're thinking of calling, now would be a good time. We're going to play a song from Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we're going to take your calls. And on this break, we're going to play the song Krishna Hare Krishna, the short version, I hope. Be right back. See you in a minute. Welcome back, everybody. That was off my CD Bhakti Rock called Krishna Hare Krishna. Nice, very ancient chant, and that was one that was originally composed by the Hare Krishna people. And then I think Krishna Das did a version of that on one of his CDs. We have waiting patiently on line three, Teresa from Southern California, whose birthday is 12-16-1952. Are you there, Christine?
Yes, it's Teresa.
Teresa. I'm sorry.
Teresa.
Yeah, I was reading, for some reason, I was reading Teresa, but I said Christine. I have no idea why.
New name.
Well, you know, who knows? So what's on your mind this evening, Teresa?
Been feeling pretty stuck in my life for the past 2 or 3, maybe 4 years. Just wanting to know if you look at my cards, if you see any significant changes.
Well, one thing is that this particular year was... you're in the last year of a 7-year cycle right now, okay? And so usually what happens is when we move from one 7-year cycle to the next, there's a change that happens. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this was an okay year for you. I mean, maybe you don't know where you're going in life, but you're protected. You have a certain amount of protection around you that there's no real problem.
Okay.
Are you following that so far?
Yes.
So that's something to be very grateful for. You know, that's something to have a lot of gratitude for. So now your birthday is coming up soon, and it's going to be not only a new year, but a new 7-year period. And I really would, if I were you, I wouldn't try to figure anything out right now. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're under the influence of a lot of threes right now. And this is why you can't really make heads or tails of anything at this time. It's a temporary influence. It's not going to last forever. But it's certainly there right now. And it's really been here all year. Okay, this whole year.
But yep.
You had a really bad in your Saturn period, which just ended on September 3rd. And you're going to have it again in Neptune, which starts right around Halloween. So just remember this one thing. You don't have to make any big decisions. Okay?
Okay.
Can you remember that?
Yes.
So basically... sort of consider that you're kind of on vacation. And you're like on it's like you're on an amusement park ride. And you're getting a chance to see different things that you never saw before, maybe try things you haven't tried before. But it's not yet time to set sail on a new direction. You got that?
Yeah, well, it doesn't feel very good.
Well, only because you have an attachment to knowing exactly where you're going. You follow me?
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, like, we go through cycles in life, and sometimes these cycles take a year, sometimes they take 2 years. Some cycles in life can take 5 years, or even 7 years in some cases. This isn't so bad. Maybe you've had 3 years. Everything's going to change on your next birthday.
So I can expect to see some changes in my next birth year? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, after your next birthday, yes. Yeah. Yeah? So, you know, everything is going to shift for you next year. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard a click. I thought maybe I lost you. So yeah. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay. And so, is that, like, over for you this lifetime, or are you still open for that at some point?
The right kind of relationship.
The right kind? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. A healthy relationship.
Oh, a healthy one. Okay, sure. Yeah, why not? That sounds good.
Do you see that coming?
Well, have you ever dealt with your Two of Diamonds, your Two of Clubs issues?
Yes.
And what are they?
fear of being alone, fear of death.
There you go. Good. So you got a handle on those now?
I think so. But do you ever know that, Robert?
Well,
do you ever really know Mr. Queen of Diamonds?
Well, you know only by seeing how your life, you know, what you choose next time. You'll know when you see who you choose next time. See, it's a reflection, right? So we learn.
Yes,
see,
I agree with that.
Yeah, we see by the mirror of whatever we end up choosing the next time we have an opportunity to choose. So, you know, you'll have another opportunity. And, you know, what I see this year coming up has a Three of Hearts environment. It has a Six of Hearts displacement. It has a Two of Spades long range. So there's a lot of indications for relationship stuff in this coming year. A lot of indicators pointing in that direction for you. Okay? So get ready for a new year. I'd prepare for it. You know, if I were you, I'd prepare. I would get my headset ready, you know. Be open to having either a business working partnership that's also romantic or both.
Okay.
Any other questions? Don't miss two of clubs.
No, that's good. I'm kind of feeling that, the same thing you're talking about, but I just wanted to hear it from you if you would interpret the cards like I do.
Sure, that's fine. I'm glad you called, and glad to give you some good news.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
All right, Teresa, have a great night.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling in. Now we have a special guest on my show. We have a caller who happens to be my sister, Linda, who was referred to earlier by Al, my first caller. And my sister is a Jack of Hearts. She's born September 26, 1954. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Well, I had my birthday, so I have some questions about my year because, you know, I don't like to read myself.
Well, and it all depends on what you, you know, these cards here depend a lot on where you're at in your life and what, you know, if you have any sort of thoughts or plans about the year.
Well, the biggest concern is my challenge card under my birth.
What, the Jack of Spades?
Yeah.
Why is that a big concern?
Well, it's a rip-off card, so, and then I got the Seven of Spades, huh?
It's not only that, though, Linda. It has lots of other meanings.
Well, I know, but it's kind of, it's kind of what you wonder. But.
Well, okay, so first of all, be open to the high side of the card.
I know.
And what is the high side of a Jack of Spades?
Creativity.
No, yeah, that, but what else?
I don't know.
It's the card of spiritual. It's called the card of spiritual initiation, Linda.
Are you talking about the Seven of Spades or the Jack? You talking about the Jack?
No, I'm talking about the Jack of Spades. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then I have the Seven of Spades with that, so that makes more sense.
So you know, it's like a decision to elevate your life to a different and better level. That's what it really is talking about. An opportunity to have your life be more in alignment with your spiritual ideals. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. It makes sense.
In other words,
In
other words, I'm tired of just talking about spiritual things. I really want to live that kind of life for a change.
Right.
And so that's your challenge. So it's something that you want. It'll be something that you want to create, that you have a desire to create. See, the Pluto card is often what we want and what we have to make a change in our life in order to have.
Right. It's been prominent on my mind for a while. You know that. I mean, the last 2 years were really hard on me as far as myself.
Yeah.
So that's why I was wondering. I mean, I know I've been taking real good care of myself and I've changed my entire way because I had that Nine of Spades, you know, in Saturn. But that's why I saw that Seven of Spades. It kind of made me a little nervous. too going on.
You know, I have a seven of spades. I had a nine of spades long range last year, and I have a seven of spades long range this year.
Yeah, but you are healthy. You know, you are.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's like we have to, under a seven of spades, whatever your situation is, you have to live your life to the fullest. You have to live your life the way you're going to live your life. You know,
yeah.
It's something we have to do. Like, and a seven of spades demands that of us. It demands us to take a stand about our life in that way.
Okay.
It means
that's
walking
what,
in
well,
faith.
Yeah, that's what's been prominently in my mind is my spirituality. So that's.
Yeah, and I don't mean spirituality in like a sort of a religious way or something. I mean,
I mean,
having a better lifestyle, for example. You know?
Well, that I've done, but you know, I have been like this last in my nesting. I mean, I've been like in a slump, not leaving the house, not you know, just staying here all the time. So maybe
well, I know because you're afraid
to
go outside because of your heart condition.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, this last couple of days I have been feeling better. So I went out like today. I worked on the tractor all day, and I rode Trixie this afternoon. So I'm starting to make myself get up and do something instead of staying in the house all day. I'm trying to do that.
Uh huh. Well, it sounds like you're succeeding, actually.
So maybe that's what this is all about: is me getting up and quit being worried about it and go have a life.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like okay.
But what about
those
hearts coming up? Look at those hearts. I had that King of Hearts and an Ace of Hearts.
King of Hearts, let's see, hold on a second. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong spread, hold on. You got a lot of hearts this year, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you're going to meet somebody else.
Oh, well, we're too old for that. Those days are gone.
You're not too old. I think a lot of our listeners would disagree with you. You're born in 54. You're 54 years old.
Yeah, I'll be a senior citizen next year, okay?
Well, I already am, and I don't feel old.
I know, it's true. No, I don't, I'm fine where I am. I don't think about that. But do you think that one of my kids could have a kid?
Well, yeah, for sure.
You think that car could signify that?
It's possible. It's possible.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, usually you would see a Queen of Hearts. For you.
Yeah, but remember, I was basically the single parent, so I might even take on more of the fatherhood with my kids. So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. That's why I say it's possible, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah, because Jesse's real worried about it because he's got some cards coming up this year, and that's why he's real worried about it. He does the cards all the time.
Uh-huh.
And he's really worried because he's got a birth card. And I told him not to worry. To me, it's the Queen of Hearts. It's not really a birth card. To me, it's more of a relationship, a flirty girl or many women. But he's real stressed out about it. So.
Stressed out about what?
We want to talk to him?
No, what are you saying that he's stressed out about?
He's about having getting a girl pregnant.
Oh.
I told him. He said, I've got to talk to Uncle Robert about it. I said, Jesse, just use protection. You know, you answered your own question, but he was wanting to call you too tonight and talk to you. But
all right,
he's
you
going
can put him
hard
on.
Times.
You can put him on.
Okay, here. All right, July 1st, 87.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Here, hang on, Jesse. Yeah. Just walk over there if you
don't know.
Yeah, baby.
Hello.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Uncle Robert.
How are you?
I'm all right today. I got that ruptured disc because I'm not doing too good.
I didn't actually hear about that. I'm sorry to hear that. That sounds really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's getting really hard to walk in a few days.
Did that happen at work?
I don't know how it happened.
I mean, did it happen on the job or just wake up one day and have it?
I woke up one day and it started happening.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
But that's part of what I wanted to know also, the health issues.
It's interesting, you have a long range of six of spades, and oftentimes they call that the unemployment card, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, are you not working now?
No, I had two jobs.
You're still working?
Uh-huh. I have 2 jobs that work it out.
How does that work for you to have 2 jobs while you have a ruptured disc? I mean, how does that happen? How does that work?
Not very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like really difficult. I mean, I don't know, but it sounds difficult. Well, I would be, you know, I'd be careful. I mean, you're young, but you should be careful. I'd definitely be careful. The Queen of Hearts you have is not getting somebody pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that. It means you have a girlfriend, though, a lover, you know, somebody you're having sex with and you're enjoying it. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you have a steady girlfriend right now?
No, sir.
Oh, well, you might have more than one. You might have a whole bunch of them.
I've been single for about a total of 3 days, and I got me a new girl.
Only took you 3 days?
I get rid of girls real fast, and I pick up chicks quicker than that.
Yeah, it sounds like they're all waiting for you to get free so they can come date you.
I'm just trying to be a camp.
You don't have to try to do that. This doesn't take any trying. You will eventually settle down someday. You will. You just haven't met your match yet.
That's what I'm looking for.
Someday you'll get tired of, you know, just dating girls. It happens. You'll see.
What else is going on?
I don't know exactly, you know, what this theme is going to be for you this year, but, you know, you're one of those cards. You're an ace of spades and a three of diamonds. And I was talking to somebody earlier who's also, well, she was only 19, actually. I don't know if you heard me talking to her or not. She was a queen of diamonds. And, you know, some people, because of their cards, it's real important that they have a purpose in their life, that they're connected to, like that they know that they're doing. And you're one of those people, Jesse, that you really have to have a purpose in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, your life has to be like you're here for a reason to help people in some way. And you know, it's not that you can have a good life without that, for sure. But you're one of these people that you're never going to be complete until you have that figured out. Like, just what is your purpose? So, this year could be an enlightened year for you. It could be a year when you find your purpose, if you're open to it, you know, if you're available for that to show up. If you're looking for it and asking for it, it'll show up this year. Because this Six of Spades you have is a really strong card of finding somebody finding their purpose in life. So, like, wouldn't it be cool if all of a sudden you knew exactly what you wanted to do with your life? Wouldn't that be cool?
I figured that part out.
Have you figured it out already?
Yeah, I just want to own me a bar. That's all I really want to do.
You want to do what?
I really want to own me a bar. That's why I'm working the second job.
You want to own a bar?
Yeah, I really just want to own like a little honky-tonk bar.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's why I'm working at a club in downtown Athens, so.
You're working at a club to kind of get some experience with the whole thing?
Yeah, so I don't have to go to school.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if that's what you really want to do, you can have that. If you're really clear that's what you want, Jesse, you can certainly do that. But, you know, this year is like a special year for you. So if that's really what you want to have happen, that could happen for you this year. That's the good side of these cards that I'm seeing here for you this year.
All right.
Did you have any questions?
No, I have questions.
You do or not?
No, I don't have any questions.
All right. Yeah, it's great to hear your voice, Jesse. It's really great you guys called tonight.
It's been a while since we talked, so.
I know. even when I come there, I don't really get to hang with you that much. So it's great to hear you talk to you and connect this way.
Well, hopefully we'll see you sometime soon.
Oh yeah. I want to come visit you guys. I miss Linda a lot, and I need to come out there anyway. Now Jonathan's in the area now, so gotta get out there and see him too. So.
Yeah, we'll hopefully see him sometime soon. So
yeah, that'll be great. All right, man. Take it easy. Say goodbye to your mom for me.
I will.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was my nephew and my sister, and that was great. It's great because they've never called. Jesse's never called, as far as I can remember. So it's wonderful to have them call on the show. Okay, we're going to take a little break. We do have one line taken. Line three is taken. When we come back, we'll talk to Valerie when we get back from the break. But we're going to have a break, and on this break, we're going to play the song Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock. We'll be back in about 5 minutes with your questions and answers.
Never.
That was Rama Rama, the most recent addition to my CD, Bhakti Rock, just a couple months ago. I added that song onto it. Hope you enjoyed that. We have one caller on line three. We have Valerie from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Valerie?
I am, Robert. How are you?
Good. Thanks for staying up so late.
No problem.
And are you born September 12th, 1958?
Yes, I was.
Queen of clubs.
Yes.
And the hard-working tennis spades to match.
Yes.
How are things going for you?
They're going really well. My major question is, and I'm really confused about this. Lately, everyone, new people I've been meeting, are all the same cards, or my karma cards.
Uh-huh. Like, who are you meeting?
And to me, well, just different people. I've had...
I mean, what cards are you meeting? I mean, you know.
Oh, Eight of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
I've met several Eight of Diamonds, and to me that's just bizarre that not in the same circle, just different people, not related, you know, in any...
Right.
They're new friends. And my Three of Hearts karma card keeps coming up.
That's interesting, because there aren't that many Three of Hearts out there.
No. I've had... Well, the one Eight of Diamond has a Three of Hearts as their planetary ruler. Well, two of them do.
Right. Uh-huh.
Two separate cards.
Uh-huh.
But they're also my karma card. And I'm just wondering why I keep...
Well, you know, I mean, that's a nice question, and I don't know. I certainly don't have an answer for it right now. But I bet you as the year progresses, you'll get an idea of why.
Okay.
You know, but one thing you might find interesting is that in your 7-year spread this year, that you're the next... Let's see, you're like in the... You just started the Venus year of your 7-year cycle. The second year. The Jupiter card in this 7 years is the Three of Hearts. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah, so all these people, all of these Three of Hearts people are really helpful for you. They're all good for you.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's nice to know, you know.
Yes, it is.
Like, you don't have to be concerned about... anything regards them, you can kind of let them come in and add good things to your life, however they feel.
Okay.
So, you know, and this is a Venus year for you also. So the focus is on people and relationships. Now, this just began, you know, your birthday. You just had your birthday.
Right.
So, you know, hey, this is all good.
Okay, good. I was starting to get worried.
This actually should be a really good year. I mean, are you single right now?
Yes, I am.
Now, there's a man coming if you're open and available for that.
Okay.
Yeah. In your Venus
area. All right, and...
Real soon.
Okay, that sounds good. What about finances? Does that look okay?
Well, it doesn't appear to be an issue, even though Queen of Clubs always worry about money anyway.
Right.
It's not even on the plate this year. It's not even showing up as something you're even thinking about or really focused on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, that can be good. I think your focus is going to be more on people.
Okay.
And your career. Like, what do you do? Your work.
That's true.
And
that
it's all good.
True.
Like, you're displacing the Six of Clubs this year, which is one of the most fortunate cards in the entire deck.
Okay.
So this should be, when you look back on this year, you'll go, that was a really good year.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Glad to bring you the good news.
I like that.
Yeah, so be ready to let the love come into your life.
Okay.
And, you know, carry a really strong picture in your mind of what kind of person you'd like to hook up with. You know, get a clear picture, because this person's coming in and you want to be as good as it possibly can be.
Okay.
So your picture of who this person is has a lot to do with that.
Okay.
So make sure that you shoot high this time.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay, good. And call us back and let us know, you know, okay, what happened.
Okay, I will.
You know, we'll be curious.
Thanks a lot.
It's coming up soon, so we'll be interested to see what happens. And
okay,
have you gone to my dating website?
Robert.
Have you gone to the dating website yet?
No. Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes,
good.
I have.
Okay.
Not recently, just when it first started.
Well, you might want to check back in there, especially as you get close to your Venus period.
Okay.
You never know. That may be where you... Okay, Valerie. Thanks so much for calling tonight.
Thanks
for staying up.
Thanks.
All right. You're
Bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Well, it's 8:45, but we don't have any other callers, so we're going to end a little early tonight. And we're going to end our show, as we always do, with our favorite chant for the whole CD called Gayatri. It's a powerful mantra from ancient times. Remember, November 1st, we have a class here at my house. You can go to my website. You can register right now. Somebody actually registered as after I first started the show tonight, after I first announced it. But that's happening, and it's first come, first serve. And email me if you have any information or questions. So thank you for being on the show tonight, and I look forward to being here next week. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great week.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayam. Savitur-variyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonah-prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur-variyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yonah prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Variyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo yonah prachodaya Deyo yonah prachodayah.